This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the one God, creator of light, flowers, birds, animals, music, dance, and sunshine. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, I just want to say right now, I love everything about St. Joe's except the microphones. Because I swear, Rachel, the green light was on. But I have a big mouth, as you all know, so I'm now on here and we'll make sure that it gets fixed because we have our tech gurus, so I apologize. But I'm used to a podium anyway or a pulpit, so let's preach it. Oh, now, come on. Let's preach it. All right, I know what you're all saying. She's a morning person. Yes, I am. So let's begin. I was going to sing Teach Your Children Well because the Gospels were all about, you know, having been like a child, and also that'll be next week as well, and also that the fact that Jesus tells Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, because you're thinking about worldly things, not divine things. And it connects to what I'm about to talk about, but I felt like we needed to talk a little bit about the transition that St. Joseph's is going through. So amid the fast pace of life, images flash before us and beloved people fade from the present into our memories. Celebrations and parties are finished. Final service is led. The bishop's office has formally visited and met with the vestry, and now it's up to us. Through this time of transition, it's important to try to make sense of the feelings that each of us have felt and that have passed through these ceremonies and rituals at St. Joseph's. Now is the time to honor one another for what has been accomplished, and to forgive one another for what has not been finished. One of my favorite prayers is from the New Zealand prayer book. At Episcopal 101, we read this prayer, and it reminded me exactly of what I wanted to say. There's a part of it. I know it's a night prayer, but I think it's this part in it is really important. So let us pray. Lord, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. Let me read that one line again. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. So how do we hold on to the meaningful and beloved and release the toxic and the unnecessary? Over the last month, we have been reminded of the power of relationship and community, how we live with our neighbors and love them as God has loved us, rewards us with sweet memories of the past and possible hope for the future. Endings can be painful, but with sensitivity, we are able to say goodbye with compassion and avoid most regrets. As Queen Elizabeth II quoted after 9/11, grief is the price we pay for love. Another way to look at change is to ponder Dr. Seuss's wisdom. Don't cry that it's over. Smile because it happened. Thoughtfully and prayerfully, we need to begin the process of moving forward into this new creation. As St. Paul shares in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis, and J.K. Rowling are three of my favorite authors. Yes, they all use their initials, but most importantly in their works, like the Gospels, reflect the seminal nature of relationships in our lives. And when all is said and done, nothing else really matters except how we love each other. Do you agree? J.K. Rowling's character Sirius reminds us, we've all got both light and dark inside of us. What matters most is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are. From C.S. Lewis, I want to add in here that Lucy is my favorite character. She has all the wisdom. She is fabulous, and I hope many of you agree with me that she knows a lot more than her older siblings, because guess what? I'm a baby in my family, and sometimes my sisters never listen to me. But that's another story. So in C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Aslan the lion says, "Grief is great. Let us be good to one another." And finally, in Lord of the Rings, Bilbo Baggins shares with Frodo, "It is a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step on the road and you don't keep your feet. There's no knowing where you might be swept off to. So let us all remember to keep your feet." What wonderful advice for each of us, traveling through times of transition, not just for St. Joseph, but for your lives. Remember, stand grounded in the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be centered in faith and willing to take risks, which makes us vulnerable in new places where we arrive and provide us with accepting the gifts of the unknown. So I want to go back to last week, and I want to be very clear about five important thoughts about the search for a new rector. Because as much as I love Fletcher, and as much as he's wonderful, I don't think many of you feel like he spoke enough about the transition. So let me give you five important things. Number one, all shall be well. The bishop's staff will support us on our journey, and we have an amazing senior and junior warden and vestry. Applause, please. One thing I really want you to focus on is that St. Joseph's is in a healthy and strong position to find the right rector, and I'm here to help. The vestry will be vigilant about communicating each step of the process. They will really make sure that they are communicating with things. And I will add at my announcements, I'm going to say, if you want to be part of that communication, please sign up for constant contact with Rachel. Those are really important missives, and it's really important for you to get them. Number three, the congregation will go through a process of a detailed survey and make sure people have a voice, everyone. But you have to do the survey, and I know you might think to yourself, what a pain, but it's important to get that information. A search committee will be formed. It will be very diverse, different age groups, different ethnicities. And we have an amazing amount of gifted members of this community. Everyone in here is so gifted. I have just seen so many people sharing their gifts here. It's been really gratifying. And last, there will be a budget created to support the process that the bishop will approve. We will use our resources with care. What the bishop is concerned about is he wants to make sure that churches are realistic about the process and about hiring a new rector, and to make sure that we can care for that new rector and also think about all of the other things that happen and go on. So let's go back to those three authors. C.S. Lewis once said, "The great thing is to be found at one's post as a child of God, living each day as though it were our last, but planning as though our world might last 100 years. J.K. Rowling said, J.R.R. Tolkien said, "The world is indeed full of peril. In it there are many dark places, but still there is much that is fair. And though all the lands love is now mingled with grief, it grows perhaps the greater." And J.K. Rowling, maybe the most important quote of the whole day, We are only as strong as we are united, as weak as we are divided. She's pretty prescient, isn't she? As a parish, may we look towards the future with trust and a sense of God's will be done. I'm going to quote my grandmother's first. Of course, my grandmother's read the King James versions, and we're so lucky to have Bible Gateway. If you don't know it, you go on and you can read all the different translations of the Bible, and it's really pretty amazing. So the first quote I'll give from my grandmother's in the King James version from Proverbs, and then I'll give a longer one from the Message. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And here's the Message. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. God's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give God the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will bring over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under God's loving correction. It is the child God loves that God corrects. A parent's delight is behind all this. Amen.